Father, may today be the day that they receive you, Jesus, wholeheartedly and offer themselves to you in return. For that is what we've been made for. Jesus, you are the good news for our bad news. May we receive it well, and may we share it with those who need to hear. In Jesus' name, amen.
As we go into this last song together, you guys are going to get tired of hearing me say this, but really try to push yourself just outside of your comfort zone. That is a piece of offering our bodies to God as a living sacrifice. You know, it's saying, you have even my body. So if you're, generally speaking, uncomfortable lifting your hands, maybe spend some time and just push yourself and raise your hands or come to the altar, fall on your knees, but just offer your entire bodies over to the Lord as we worship him.
Stood before.
his mercies, we offer our bodies, our soul, our spirit, our whole self to him as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing, for this is acceptable, pleasing, reasonable act of worship. He's good, isn't he? And so we offer him our all, not because we should, but because it's just the only thing that we have, our only response. If you needed to spend some time just being with the Lord and the one who gave his all, feel free to do that. So you get to that place, so we all get to that place of saying, all I have is yours. All I have is yours. And so may the Lord increase your vision and your awe of him. May he increase your understanding of the glories of the gospel. May you find that no matter how deep you go in the swimming pool, that you never get to the bottom. That there's always more. That he's that good. And may you stand in awe of him, the one who gave his all. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord be gracious unto you. And may he grant you his deep, deep, deep shalom, his perfect peace. Go in awe of him. Stay if you want for a while. But as you go in awe of him, the one who gave it all. The Lord bless you.